Cleanup has begun in parts of Port-au-Prince, funded by international aid groups. One group of nine workers, paid with U.S. development funds, is cleaning the rubble of a collapsed house. Other workers are doing the same in scattered sections of the city. The United Nations and private aid organizations are providing tents as well as food in many neighborhoods. But in the impoverished area of Cité Soleil, people make do with what they have, receiving occasional help from groups like Doctors Without Borders. Aid workers assess the needs of residents, filling out questionnaires. Michelle William, like many of her neighbors, tells them she has been living outdoors since her house was destroyed in the earthquake. She says life is terrible right now. Not only is she sleeping on the street, but the government has not taken any steps to help the people of Cité Soleil. She says no government social workers have come so far. She says there are many kids and no place to accommodate them. With schools closed, children are doing what they can to pass the time. Two play soccer in an open area. Four children are playing cards under the shade of an aid truck, and this 10-year-old explains why he is here with his family. He says because the house is no good. It's cracked, so they have to sleep outdoors. Some help is arriving. Doctors Without Borders is getting water to residents, says Maurice Noel, who drives the truck that brings the water supplies to the people. He says they are very grateful, but they all need food and tents and a place to stay. Most families have lost their incomes. Bricklayer Claude Estallier believes the area is ignored in the relief effort because residents were blamed for looting in other parts of the city after the earthquake. He says in Cité Soleil, there are many people that do bad things, but at the same time, there are good people in Cité Soleil as well. Women say they are having trouble finding the food to feed their children. That is the complaint of an 18-year-old mother with a 1-year-old child. She says she used to struggle to feed the child. Before the earthquake, she used to go out on the street and sell oranges. Now she has no money. She just has to remain there with the child. Some here are coping with injuries as well as shock and grief. Sterling Charles was hurt as her house collapsed in the earthquake, and she lost half of her family. She says she had six children. She lost three of them and lost their father, too. On top of it all, her foot was broken. The people of Cité Soleil say they need tents, food, medicine, and other essential supplies. They worry especially about the children, their schools closed for now, and many of them living in makeshift camps. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Port-au-Prince, Haiti.